Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, Hulk Hogan is topping off the hype this morning. He's got this documentary thing on, a docuseries, I guess, on Netflix right now called Hulk Hogan, Real American Hero, Brother, or Real American Brother. Anyway, they go into how much fentanyl this guy was taking to manage his pain. So he started it in 2009. He had just gotten his divorce from his wife, Linda Hogan. He signed up for TNA wrestling, and he says he wasn't living up to his contract because he was in so much pain he couldn't perform, and he was super depressed and down in the dumps because his wife basically took everything in the divorce settlement. He was in a really, really hard time. So he said, I was taking 80 milligrams of fentanyl, 2 in the morning, stuffing them under my gums. And then he wore 300 milligram fentanyl patches on his legs.
Wait,
and
patches?
For pain, and consumed 6 1,500 milligram fentanyl lollipops every day. I didn't even know that was a thing.
So lollipop?
6 of those pills and patches. He said a pharmacist told him, you should be dead.
Yeah.
We have never seen a human being able to take this much fentanyl. Whoa. He said he used to sleep in chairs because any movement would cause his back to spasm up.
Oh,
I mean,
brutal.
And he put his body through the ringer.
He did.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know those lollipops particularly, they're, you know, for chemotherapy patients because the pills are so harsh on their stomach, so they have to consume it in that way. Ooh. So he is taking medication that's designed
Six
for cancer patients.
And patches.
Oh. And I know
pills.
That, like, when he joined the wrestling, when he had to come back and get back into wrestling, it was because he lost all his money and his body just wasn't in the shape to do it,
yep,
right?
That's right.
And
that's why he had to do it.
The whole thing is just
If you ever
so
listen
sad.
To stuff, I haven't watched this docuseries yet, which I really want to, but I've listened to podcasts and stuff with him. The amount of surgeries he had and the way his body was just beat up.
Can't even imagine.
I can't even imagine either, man. He was in rough shape. So anyway. That's kind of a nutty story this morning. Dave Grohl is actually in the news as well. If you ever listen to that guy sing, did I pull some of that audio? I did. You're like, dang, this guy's got a good voice. How does he maintain it? What's his secret? Beer, Advil, whiskey, and then more beer. Oh, and then more whiskey.
What?
Oh, boy.
What?
Mm-hmm. He was on a podcast talking about his like his pregame, essentially, before concerts and how he prepares and how he prepares his voice. He says, an hour before the show, I'll open a beer and I'll drink it. I might pop a couple Advil because, you know, my knees hurt, my ankles hurt. Then I'll have a shot of whiskey. Once the beer is done, I'll open another beer and then I'll have some whiskey right before we go on stage. That's how he maintains his voice. It oddly enough, it sounds a lot like what I have to do before my mother-in-law comes over.
Well, that's different. That has nothing to do with your voice.
Life of a rock star, right?
Pills and booze.
I got a fat America for you.
Okay.
Arby's has launched a new Mac Bowl, and it's bringing back some sort of barbecue sandwich. But the main story is the Mac Bowl is mac and cheese topped with a quarter pound of smoked pulled pork or brisket, topped with crispy onion strings and your choice of the barbecue sauce that they got there.
What? When did Arby's start dishing out mac and cheese?
I know, right? This
I'm
sounds
late
dreamy.
To the game.
Oh.
I know they had the meats. I didn't know they had the mac.
I put mac and cheese patches on my body throughout
there
the day.
You go.
Just to maintain a proper level of mac and cheese.
Give me one of those patches,
I'm
going to
put one on your thigh right
Hook
now.
Hook me up.
Oh. Shout out to Arby's this morning.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
What's the sports stuff?
So this is exciting. We all know that the draft is happening tonight. This is round one in Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh, for the longest time, their football field was named Heinz Field after the Heinz ketchup, the Heinz sauce, all that good stuff. So Devin Hester, long time return ace with the Chicago Bears, was picked number 57 in the NFL draft years and years ago. So he is teaming up with Heinz 57 sauce. And whoever is pick 57 in round 3 of the NFL draft is getting a lifetime supply of Heinz ketchup along with a red Heinz 57 jacket when they are drafted that night. That is so exciting to them. Look at that.
There you go.
I've never wanted to be drafted so badly.
But a lifetime
ketchup
supply.
From Heinz University. Heinz State.
So that got me thinking, what sauce would you two like to have if you got drafted and got a lifetime supply of sauce?
Oh, Mickey D's hot mustard.
Does it have to be sauce?
All day.
No, I guess for you, what would you want? Like a rub like or something?
Yeah. Which way you want to go?
Rub State. God, I like green Tabasco. Maybe I'm leaning towards the green Tabasco.
Oh,
I mean, the mind instantly goes to ranch, right?
Like, yeah, but
easy,
weak,
spicy
that's
ranch.
Sauce.
Yeah, I don't think I need that.
Chick-fil-A sauce is probably up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going green Tabasco.
Okay.
Like a weirdo.
Okay.
What are you doing, Katie?
I'm doing hot mustard. Yep.
The Mickey D's.
The Mickey D's hot mustard.
Money.
Yeah.
What are you picking, Josh?
I got to go with some barbecue sauce, probably Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
I love their barbecue sauce.
Sweet Baby Ray's tech.
Yummy.
All right.
Okay, Beck is coming to Red Rocks.
Yes!
Yes! With the Colorado Symphony he's going to be playing. I love when artists do this. Mm-hmm. Our Colorado Symphony is nationwide known. They're very, very good, and they're going to be at Red Rocks Amphitheater Sunday, July 27th. So tickets for that on sale now if you want to go see Beck. I've seen him in Telluride, and he puts on a heck of a show.
I bet those Beck shows are kind of trippy.
Is a fabulous artist. He keeps you transfixed from beginning to end, so that's a very, very good show. A couple things going on this weekend. We mentioned the baby animal days at Centennial Village Museum. So you can go see all the little baby cows and chickens, little chicks. They've got little baby lambs. Oh, they're so cute. But you can feed them and pet them, and they're just going to be out there in abundance.
Shut up,
it starts
lamb.
At
Is that lamb
10.
In pain?
I know. What's wrong with
that's
that
what baby
lamb?
Lambs sound like. No, that's a goat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That is
that's a baby
good,
lamb.
That's a good lamb, yeah. Just $8
I'm
for
do that
adults
the rest of the show.
To get in there and $6 for kiddos. It kind of sounds like Dobby, too, and they're going to do a Harry Potter-themed drone show in Denver. So that's
no
a good
way.
Little segue. You can still do it, yeah. So I don't know how they're going to get away with this, though. So they're going to have the drone show at the Tivoli Quad at Auraria Campus,
yeah.
But they're going to charge for that, too. So how do you charge for something that's in the sky and everyone
right,
can see
right, just go to a parking
it?
Lot and
that's
watch
what I'm
it.
Saying. Like, you could just go on the interstate right
they're
there.
They're
going to
keep the drones really low.
Yeah, you can just keep driving by on 6th Avenue
really
right there.
If, you, if they see anybody looking up, they go, no,
I
no.
Know, exactly. Like,
they drop
know.
Them down immediately.
I don't know how they're going to police that, but they're describing it as an enchanting night like no other. They're going to have 1,200 drones in the sky to do this, but the pictures look amazing. I mean, it's like the Quidditch match. They've paying homage to that. Again, Dobby. There's a, you know.
He's a free
yeah,
elf.
The, yeah, Dobby. There's all kinds of stuff. It looks really, really neat. So they call it breathtaking visuals, and it's going to be in perfect harmony with the songs from the films. So it's exciting,
cute.
Right? Tickets for that go on sale the 29th, and then it's happening July 10th and 11th. So that's when you can check it out. And we just want to give a quick shout out to Lone Tree Brewing Company because they were so kind to host our food drive that we had last year, that we had a whole bunch of food for local families. So thank you so much for that. But we want to show them some love for snagging the bronze medal at the World Beer Cup for their Mexican
Whoa,
lager.
Bro.
I know, and they're right down the street from us here. So
that's a good beer too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They do a really good job over there.
The old
even
Mexican
just
lager.
Like their root beers and stuff, the stuff that they have on tap, non-alcoholic is money. But yeah, they were able to snag that bronze medal at the World Beer Cup for the Mexican lager. So shout out to them and big reason
Cheers.
To celebrate there. Yay, Lone Tree Brewing Company. So there you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
There you go, guys. There's the hype. And we'll give you details about Fast Five that is really coming up here in about 20 minutes with JKJ.
Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkaya welcome you.